This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Consumer education is increasing pork demand in Central America. We'll have more right after this.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
U.S. pork exports to Central America were outstanding last year, and the momentum has continued in 2024. Lucia Ruano, U.S. Meat Export Federation representative in the region, said that consumer education workshops funded through support from USDA and the National Pork Board are valuable in showing consumers the quality and versatility of U.S. pork.
We have been educating and making all of these workshops where they can learn all the nutritional facts, because we bring experts to these type of workshops where they can have all the information firsthand from doctors, nutritionists that give them the correct information of what pork proteins represent. We also teach them how to manage it, how to cook it. So we did this program, Girls Can Grill. It was a very successful program. We trained around 300 women, and it was very nice to see how surprised they were when they tried the pork cooked in the correct way.
Ruano added that a successor campaign to Girls Can Grill, titled Inspire Us, has a similar focus but examines alternative cooking methods in addition to grilling.
And we focus on loin because loin is a very versatile muscle, let's say. We not only make chops, but we did like ribeyes, you know, thicker cuts that visually it has a better look than if it's just a thin chop. Also, we have been using the tenderloin. So they learned that with the loin, if it's well managed and not overcooked and you have like the correct side dishes, it has a great taste.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.